Hi, I'm Danielle Kading, and you're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you with us on this Friday before Christmas. Many people are getting ready to travel to see friends, family, and loved ones for the upcoming holiday. And WDIO-TV meteorologist Dan Romano stopped by the KUWS studios this week to fill us in on any snow or cold that's headed this way this weekend. He also shared his predictions on how this winter will stack up against the last few we've seen in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin. So first off, holiday travel. We're hearing lots about snow on the way or a big cold front. What can we expect through Christmas Day?
Well, I think more than anything else, I think we're going to see extremely cold weather, probably our coldest weather of the season so far, especially Christmas morning. So we'll see highs this weekend, temperatures in the single digits during the day, and then dropping down at some points into the teens and 20s below zero.
So this is really going to ruin my Bentleyville experience.
Unfortunately, it will. Yes, it will totally ruin your Bentleyville experience. If anything, it'll give you more of a reason to put a little something extra in your hot cocoa, because at least they give away the hot cocoa at Bentleyville.
Yeah, it'll really, you know, brighten up those lights.
Exactly. Yes.
a little extra twinkle in everyone's eye.
Sure. And then you'll get a couple more s'mores out of it. I think it's a win-win all the way around. Yeah.
Well, maybe it'll make it easier to stand the crowds, because I'm sure people will still be lining up to see it.
There's one thing that I've noticed about the Minnesota and Wisconsin folk around here is they're a hearty bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I forecast temperatures, you know, low temperatures into the teens, 20s below zero, and everybody's like, it'll be good for the ice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, what a difference.
Don't even grab the mitts until it's 20 below.
Exactly, yeah. There's a potential that we could see a period of about 48 to 60 consecutive hours of below zero weather. So Christmas Day and the day after Christmas, there is a potential that the thermometer may not climb above zero.
Mm.
I mean, that the thought of that itself is numbing.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. And still people up here are just like, meh, we need to get that ice on the lakes out there.
So may not be able to escape outside from their family gatherings.
If anything, yeah, we're going to have some fun Christmas experiences. I'm sure we're going to get some of those rogue videos sent in.
Oh, yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Well, okay, beyond that, Mr. Romano, what are your predictions for this winter season? What are we going to see?
You know, I'm a bit biased. And when I say that, it's only because where I'm from, I'm used to winter, and not here, even though I've been here for 6 years now, the Minnesota-Wisconsin winter. It's still a struggle for me. So the last three winters that we have received have been relatively docile, tame, compared to what most folks up here are accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I don't think that that's going to happen again. I don't think it's going to be as crazy as the two previous winters, where one we had in the top five as one of the coldest winters. I don't want to say top five, but it was very cold for a very long time. And then the winter after that, where we had our snowiest winter on record. In fact, we broke the all-time snowiest month on record, and that was 4 years ago that April. So we're talking about the winter of 2013-2014. That April was a very, very rough one. I think we saw almost 50 inches of snow alone just that month.
I remember that.
Yes. So we had snow in May, as a matter of fact. And over at Northland, they actually had to move their baseball games out of town because there was 18 inches of snow weekend in May. So I don't know if it's going to be, I don't want to use the term catastrophic, but I don't think it's going to be as chaotic as that winter was. But I think you're going to see more of the regular winter that most folk up here are accustomed to. I think that we're going to see over 100 inches of snow. And I think that on average, when everything shapes up, I think temperatures will be pretty average. I know December has been slightly below average, but November was slightly above average.
I was going to say that. I thought I saw that we've gotten more snow than normal so far.
We are right on par. This time of year, we should see about 27 inches of snow. We have received just, maybe a little bit more than that. So we're slightly above average. So we've seen a little over 30, almost 36 inches of snow at this point. And we should be right around close to 30 at this point. But going back to the last 3-4 years, we've been pretty much on par, if not slightly above the pace. However, 5 years ago, we saw a lot of snow early in that winter, and then it kind of fizzled off. I think this year we'll see a little bit more snow consistently all the way through.
So if we see a little bit more snow this year, does that mean that it might not get as cold? Are we going to see a little bit warmer temperatures?
Well, you know, as far as the dynamics go, you know, we haven't seen any big storms so far. We've had a clipper roll through, and that dropped, you know, 10 inches of snow. And that also kicked up a lot of those large waves and did a lot of damage to parts of the lake walk over in Duluth. And, you know, around even here in Superior, one of the piers got busted up pretty good.
Yeah.
But overall, we haven't had those big, massive storms kind of roll through here so far. Ones that kind of come out of Colorado, sweep through the upper Midwest, and dump, you know, 1 to 2 feet of snow. We haven't seen that yet. Now, the reason we haven't seen that yet has to do with the way that the pattern is shaping up. And so far, as of the past 3 weeks, we've seen basically a lot of our storm systems move through at a fairly quick pace, but they've come from Alberta. They're commonly known as Alberta Clippers.
Right.
And they are fast-moving storm systems that roll through, you know, at about 12, 18 hours, drop a couple inches, and then move on. The thing is, with those storms, they also tend to have a lot of cold air associated with them because they, too, are coming from northern Canada. So it creates this almost like a funnel of just, you know, storm system, shot of cold air, storm system, shot of cold air. And that's what we have seen, you know, over the past 3 weeks or so. So until that dynamic changes, then we'll start to see some warmer air getting pumped into our area. And unfortunately, these patterns kind of set up for weeks and weeks at a time. Actually, a few years ago, one of the reasons why it was so cold 5 years ago was because we were stuck in that pattern for months, for a good chunk of the latter half of the winter, where it just seemed like it was cold through February, March, and April, and we still had ice on the lake. So That's, we're going to try to shake out of that pattern. Hopefully, I have my fingers crossed, but it looks like that this pattern could be around for a little bit and at least a week or two. And then fortunately, it takes one of those big storm systems out of Colorado to really change that pattern, bust it up.
Okay. Well, is anything else playing a role? Like, are we seeing any El Nino or La Nina influences?
We have a little bit of a La Nina impact, or that we could see a little bit of a La Nina impact, but I don't think that it will be enough to really throw our entire weather pattern into a kink. I think what that means is we'll see a little bit more of a winter that most folks are accustomed to, where we'll see temperatures at times slightly below average, and at the same time, we'll see a little bit more snowfall than average. Keep in mind, you know, we average about 90 inches of snowfall a year. So when I say we'll see a little bit more than average, I'm thinking maybe somewhere between 100 to 120 inches of snow. And and right now, we're kind of on that pace. I mean, if you look at it through the two-thirds of the way through December, we're talking pretty close to 3 feet of snow. So if you expand that out, I'd say another January, February, March, April. Yeah, we're talking about 120 inches of snow.
So pretty good winter then for the outdoor sports, like cross-country skiing and snowmobiling and skiing, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, again, I know a lot of folks out there are kind of looking forward to that, like, big dumping of a snow where we can get, 1 to 2 feet to really lay a good solid foundation. I think right now, if we don't see a lot of melting, where we just kind of get these quick-hitting snowstorms that really just
slap you in the face.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, and slowly but surely build on that base. That I don't think too many people are going to be complaining about that. You know, as far as the snow sticking around for the outdoor sports.
Well, how long is it going to stick around, though? Please tell me we're not going to have snow in May.
Well, that's the struggle. You know, the good thing is usually patterns that are shaping up like they are right now, they don't tend to last for, you know, 5, 6, 7 months at a time. So, you know, a pattern like this that is shaping up for the early half of winter doesn't tend to lead to the same pattern towards the end of winter. So it's more of a, you know, 2 to 3 month pattern at the very longest. But a lot of things can change. Lake Superior plays a massive role in how the weather will be here in April and May. Now, there's a couple things that we're looking at. My boss, Chief Meteorologist Justin Lyles, he found a not an analogy, but a comparison between the lake height and the amount of snow that we receive. And I don't know if you've, you know, I don't know how many people out there are that much of a Lake Superior enthusiast, but we are, you know.
Seem pretty high levels.
We are near record high levels of, you know, depth in the lake. I think we're somewhere around 603 feet right now. And the last 2 or 3 winters when it has been this high has led to large amounts of snow. Still not exactly sure how that works out. I mean, that's kind of, I could understand that trend in and around Lake Superior because you have a little bit more moisture to work with. When it's that high, it takes a little bit longer to freeze over. However, in this case, we may see the lake freeze over a little bit earlier because it's so cold early in the season. Now, at the same time, we haven't really been dealing with any lake effect snow here in Duluth, and that's something that we could be watching, especially as winds switch from out of the northeast this time of year because it has been so cold.
Well, anything else you want to add for your winter prediction?
Whew. You know, I don't think, you know, I, as far as the lake goes, I think that we may see a little bit more ice this year on the lake than we have seen for the past maybe two years. The last 2 years, we haven't really seen that much. The year before that, we had a lot of ice on the lake, but it was more of a carryover from the previous winter where the lake was frozen over. 90-some percent
right.
of the lake
yeah,
was frozen over.
Are we going to see that much or
no? No, I don't think we'll see that much. My concern is the fact that we'll have a lot of ice on there early on, and that tends to lead to a cooler summer. And that's something that I actually miss. This past summer was a little bit cooler than I thought it was going to be. And I think that because of that, the lake didn't get as warm as it could have been. And so going into this next summer, you know, you're talking about April and May, because the lake may freeze over a little bit early, it may be a little bit colder in some locations. The air around Lake Superior, the towns around Lake Superior, may be dealing with a little bit of a foggy and a cooler spring than maybe you would like. Just may not see as much snow.
Maybe you just need to take the plunge right now so you can prepare yourself for later on in the season, Dan.
Well, that could be true. But I did go for a nice little plunge in November.
Did you?
Yeah. So that was interesting. And then at that time, the lake temperature was 44 degrees. So that was cold enough for me. Although I've done the polar plunge before, I may do it again this year. We'll see how my cards shake out.
That's brisk.
That's brisk, baby. That's exactly right.
Are you going home for Christmas?
No, I am not going home for Christmas.
So viewers will be able to see you on their television sets?
As a matter of fact, I will be working Christmas Eve night, 10 o'clock news. And then also I will be waking up, folks, Christmas morning. Yes.
Well, I will raise a glass to you from my cozy couch.
All right. That'll be awesome. I don't know what's in that glass, but I can only imagine.
Well, I won't be working, so anything could happen.
That's true. Very true.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you coming in.
This is awesome. Thank you very much.
Again, that was WDIO-TV meteorologist Dan Romano talking about his expectations for cold and snow this winter. Coming up after the break, author Julie Buckles talks about some of her picks for books to read over the holiday. I'm Danielle Kading, and you're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio.